Good morning. Welcome to Husky Nation News, right here on WHUS Stores 91.7 FM. This broadcast is in collaboration with the UConn newspaper, The Daily Campus, and UConn's student-run TV station, UCTV. I am your host, Kara Murray, and here's the news of the University of Connecticut this week. UConn's class of 2023 has been announced as the most diverse class in university history. Daily Campus correspondent Rachel Phillipson reports that the class has set the university record for the highest percentage of students of color at the Storrs campus with 41%, according to a class of 2023 fact sheet. About 5,400 freshmen are joining UConn across all campuses, with 3,600 of them on the Storrs campus. Director of Undergraduate Admissions Vern Granger says this class also broke the record for the number of valedictorians, coming in at 176. All of the incoming freshmen will be required to live on campus this year. Freshman speech, language, and hearing sciences major Denise Blake said she is eager to meet her peers and begin her college experience. The UConn Bookstore will be offering a new student account program that will be available starting this semester. Daily Campus Associate News Editor Ashley Anglisano writes students can have their bookstore purchases added directly to their university fee bill and can charge up to $500 in purchases made between August 1st and November 15th. Students can opt into the account through their student admin, but are reminded by the bookstore that they are not obligated to use it. A portion of the bookstore's second floor has also recently been transformed into an Urban Outfitters retail clothing store. Daily Campus correspondent Andrew Miano reports that Urban Outfitters has opened shop in 10 of their Barnes & Noble stores, UConn being one of them, as a result of a new partnership to bring fresh merchandise and products to students. UConn Bookstore Group General Manager Leonard Osar says the shop is not a pop-up and will remain in the bookstore, and that so far, the student response has been terrific. UConn has received a $2.25 million grant from the National Science Foundation to support a new program called Environment Corps. Daily Campus correspondent Nayla Suleiman writes that the program aims to use STEM skills to address environmental issues like climate adaption. It will combine elements of classroom instruction, service learning, and UConn Extension's previous work for students to develop STEM skills and get real-world experience. E-Corps will consist of a class in the fall focused on local environmental challenges, as well as one in the spring, where teams of students will work on local town projects. The program will also include faculty from 5 departments: UConn Extension, Geography, Educational Curriculum and Instruction, Natural Resources and the Environment, and Civil and Environmental Engineering. UConn intends to involve up to 400 students over the next 5 years. Finally, the long-awaited new Student Recreation Center had its opening ceremony this past Sunday night. WHUS correspondent Shira Tall has the story.
After much anticipation, the new University of Connecticut Student Recreation Center finally opened its doors on Sunday, August 25th. Scheduled to be completed in the spring of 2019, the opening for the three-story, 191,000-square-foot building had been pushed back until the end of the summer. Before opening remarks began on the north side stairs of the building, there was a variety of activities for students. Music played from speakers, t-shirts were handed out, the Dairy Bar truck scooped ice cream, and photographs were taken for commemorative magnets. Executive Director for UConn Recreation, Cindy Costanzo, welcomed students, faculty, and staff to the opening, taking time to recognize all the work that was put in by the Undergraduate Student Government, Graduate Student Center, student body, and workers.
We have met our deadline, and I hope you soon will agree this facility is simply amazing. As with any good outcome, it's the collective effort that influences the best result. From architects to engineers, the construction team to the recreation team, all contributed their expertise to this project.
President Thomas Katzelayas made his entrance on a skateboard, joking that there was a new skate park inside. During his speech, he noted the importance of education that embodies the whole person and lifts the mind and spirit.
The learning you do in the classroom and the lab is critical for your life of the mind. but is as important as your physical and emotional wellness, which is what this recreation center exists to support. And since I am Greek,
this sentiment was echoed by junior Rachel Muffson.
Well, health and fitness, especially mental health, is so crucial on a college campus, and a gym is a really good place to get away and like clear your mind and do things that are good for your body. I love the HIIT classes here. I really feel that the trainers work with you personally to achieve your body goals.
Alessandra Bassani, a freshman, wanted to see and experience being part of the UConn community.
A freshman at UConn, I wanted to come experience some of the traditions and see what UConn has to offer. And the Rec Center is one of the new things that is on campus, and it's great to be a part of the community and see why everybody gathers for such great things.
Undergraduate Student Government President Priyanka Thacker noted the sense of community when she mentioned UConn Recreation slogan, "Where the Student Body Develops."
And I would go one step further and say, "Where the student body develops together." Like a student union, this is a remarkable place where students can develop personally, professionally, mentally, and physically together.
The range of amenities such as cardio equipment, weights, an indoor track, pool, climbing center, a gymnasium, and racquetball courts truly make the new center a place for the student body to develop. For WHUS News, I'm Shira Tall.
And now, here's the weather. Today will be sunny and warm with increasing clouds and a high near 82 degrees. Tonight, there will be isolated showers before 9 p.m. and it will be partly cloudy with a low around 55. This weekend should be mostly sunny with a high near 76 on Saturday and partly cloudy on Saturday night and a slight chance of showers after 11 a.m. on Sunday. That's all the news we have for this week. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'll be talking with our guest, UCTV's Assistant General Manager, Sophia Pelletier. Don't go anywhere.
Homies is a student-run philanthropic group that seeks to improve the Homer Babbage Library and its spaces by directly linking students with the library itself. They meet every Thursday at 6 p.m. during the school year, and they're located in the staff lounge on the plaza level. For more information, contact UConnHomies at gmail.com. You're listening to 91.7 WHUS Stores.
And we are back from that short break. We'll now be moving into the discussion segment of our news show. Please note, from this point forward, the views and opinions expressed on this WHUS News Department show are those of the hosts and guests and are not necessarily the views of the staff, management, or licensee of WHUS Radio or the University of Connecticut. I'm in the studio with Sophia Pelletier. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
All right, who is the Assistant General Manager at UCTV. Welcome, Sophia.
Hey, I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me on the news station.
All right, just had to turn myself a little bit so I could see you, so I'm not like
I
not
can turn
facing
myself
you.
Too.
All right, so this is good. What's up?
I like this music. It's groovy.
Thank you. We call it our music beds. I'm really not sure why.
Now I'm like awkwardly.
I know we're on
you.
Opposite ends of the studio
it's okay,
right
I'll
now.
I'll just come towards you like this.
All right, okay. Cool. This is good. So, Sophia, how's it going?
It's going, you know. Fourth day of classes.
Yes.
Yeah. It's weird to be a senior.
It is very weird. I do not like to think about it at all.
Why?
Because then I just realize that I'm going to have to graduate and figure out what I want to do with my life. And I don't know. So, you know.
You want to know a secret?
What?
You never have to know what you're doing with your life.
Ooh, wisdom. I hope everyone's listening.
My name means wisdom, so yeah.
Does it? That explains so much. I think mine means friend.
Oh! Honestly, yeah, that makes sense, too.
Oh, you're so kind to me.
Oh, we're so cute. My mom thinks that names are, like, providential, so she tried to name my sister and I things that are, like, meaningful.
What's your sister's name?
Grace.
Grace. Grace and wisdom. Cute.
Yeah, that was the goal.
So, Sophia, you work, as I said before, at UCTV. You're the Assistant General Manager. Uh-huh. Would you like to explain a little bit about what that means?
Let me first explain UCTV for people who are listening and don't know what that is.
Yes, please do.
That is UConn's television station. So we actually have a channel, it's channel 14, and you can see our content aired on there. But we primarily use our YouTube channel, which is UCTV channel 14. Look us up.
Yes.
And we air a lot of our content there. So we have six departments. It's news, sports, events, which films university events, advertising, entertainment, and UC film, which was added, I believe, last year. And they make some really great short films. A lot of DMD majors and other majors actually are joining that group. So it's really cool to see that blossoming. And my role as the assistant general manager is to assist the general manager.
Wow, who would have thought?
No, but really, I do kind of all odds and ends, and kind of help supervise the group. So I help with finance if they need help. I help keep the studio up to date. I help organize meetings. We're actually in the process of hiring an assistant general, a general assistant rather, they're administrative. They're gonna be a big help. I could use that. Like, we need it, so I'm getting on that. Yeah, I do more like just clerical, administrative, manage, you know, that sort of thing.
Cool. Did you get elected into that position, or did you apply for it?
So, I believe all the jobs at UCTV you get hired into, but you get hired by the board. So you have to go and interview in front of all of them or whatever group of them there is. And it's a little intimidating. And they ask this fun fact, if you ever want to go out for an interview for UCTV, they've always asked every interview I've gone to for them. At the end, they ask, would you prefer to fight a horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
Ooh, I know that question.
What's your answer?
My answer is a horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses. Probably the duck-sized horses.
Why?
I feel like, I don't know, I could either run away or I could just kick them. I feel like it would be a little easier. Wait a minute, but now that I'm answering a horse-sized duck.
Yeah, there's only one.
Yeah,
like
so
little things.
What did you say? What was your answer?
I've had three different jobs over my span at UCTV, so I've answered differently each time.
As you mature, your answer changes.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know. I think last time I said, I think I switched it up to the horse-sized duck, but my first initial one was the little horses.
Yeah, I feel like they would be easier to take on, but I don't know, because horses, I guess because they're so small, I don't know. Now this question is really messing with my brain.
It's gonna keep you up all night.
Yeah, truly. Expect a text from me at 3 a.m. I'm like, I changed my answer. I think, how would you defeat the duck, or the horse-sized duck? Just take some bread and throw it elsewhere.
Honestly, yeah.
That would be a good answer.
Yeah,
all right.
Really good.
Okay, so maybe that's
right there.
Maybe that's the solution.
Yeah, I'd take it. I'd accept. I'd
okay.
hire you.
Interesting. Oh, thank you. I could have a dual position at UCTV.
Oh, gosh.
That would be fun.
That would be a lot.
Any fun stories that you guys are working on, or is that, are you giving that away? You're giving away secrets, if you tell me.
Confidential? No, it's
I guess it's a little early to be asking
It's a little early, but there are some things in the works. It's more by department, though. It's not something I would necessarily know unless it was, like, a huge thing.
Mm-hmm.
I do know a really cool film project being created this year, but I don't want to give it away because it's, like, it's also her project, like, her baby almost. So it's the film director's. Her name's Regan. She's really awesome.
Oh, I know her.
Yeah, you met her the other day.
Can confirm. She's very nice.
And I know sports is doing some things. They're probably going to do a feature on the new rec center, which I checked out on Tuesday. It's super cool.
Oh, yeah. We could talk about that. I haven't been there yet, but
Hera.
Sophia.
You gotta go.
I know. Me and Allie walked by it today to go to lunch, if that counts.
So you guys really have three classes in a row together?
Yeah, all on Tuesdays. So then we have portfolio together as well on Wednesdays.
Oh, yeah. Is it with Thomas? These are our mutual friends for any listeners.
We are all... Sophia is also a journalism and communications major, so we've been bros since sophomore year.
Yes.
Sophomore year. News writing 1 when she thought my name was Erica.
Spoiler, it's not.
To my defense, you look like an Erica.
Do I? That's kind of cool. If I ever, like, am on the run, I need to change my name. Yeah. Oh, no, I could be an Erica.
I've actually forgot. I always forget that we met in News One instead of Ethics.
Yeah.
Because we have a group chat. Well, we had a group chat with our Ethics class. Cause there's
splintering now. Everybody's graduating.
Literally each semester one person graduates, and it's really sad.
And this semester, it's Sophia.
It's me, yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's right. Are you excited?
Yes and no. It's weird not to get all, like, reflective, but I feel like...
This is the place to do it.
On the radio.
Yes.
I feel like I'm finally comfortable here at UConn, like finally in my last spot, and just a lot of things have changed in my life, so I'm like at this really good place, and I'm going to leave it and get uncomfortable again. So I'm like not totally excited about that, but life wouldn't be worth living if I was always comfortable. So.
Ooh, look at her. She's living up to her name. Yeah, I definitely agree. I think it has taken me a couple years, maybe I think sophomore year. I don't know where I'm going with this statement. Freshman year was definitely very rocky for me. Sophomore year, it's like it's only gone up from there. And so now senior year, I have a job that I really like, and I'm taking classes that I know pretty much everybody, and now it's like I have to leave.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sad.
So it just stinks.
But it is a good closure, because you have an awesome year ahead of you. Like,
that's true.
And you have a whole year.
That's true. I have the full year.
Yeah. A whole bunch of months.
Yes, I know. I keep thinking that. Every time I'm like, oh my god, I'm leaving. I'm like, it's the fourth day. It's literally the first week of school. I'm falling behind already. Let's not get ahead of myself.
Honestly, it hasn't felt like the first week at all. Like, I feel like it's already October. Like, usually the first week I'm still feeling like, oh, like, new stuff, but... Mm-mm.
Yep. Yeah, my laptop was being repaired for most of this week. I got it back, finally. But I really felt like I lost a limb, which is probably bad, but in my defense, I do a lot of work on my laptop because I'm news director here, and then I have a lot of online work, so I was just like, oh my god, I'm already falling behind, I'm already missing stuff, and it's the third day, but hopefully we'll be doing a little better.
I'm sure, just like readings and stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah.
It's okay. Don't worry, Kim.
Thanks, Sophia. I feel much better now. Are there any classes this semester that you're excited for? Are you taking everything you've ever wanted to take in your last semester here?
Oh, totally no. I wish I could take so many more classes. Like, there's so many other cool things. Even there's this podcast class that I thought would be cool, but I can't do it. Anyways, the classes I am taking are good. There's three history... The class we have together, which is a documentary class for journalism.
Rock and on. Then, I don't know where that came from.
We're in Bliss, so like music, rock.
Yeah,
you know,
true, I guess. We're surrounded by CDs.
Yeah, we are.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. and then the portfolio, the last portfolio, which is chill.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I work. And then I also work at UCTV, so it's a fun.
What's your other job?
I work at the archives at the Dodd Center. Yeah, I'm a processor.
Ooh.
So I've told you, but for the listeners.
The benefit of the radio.
basically, when new boxes of stuff comes into the archives, I organize it in a specific way and enter into a system and shelve it. It sounds boring, but it's really interesting. You get to, especially when it's like artist's papers or something, like one person's papers, you really feel like you get to know them because you're going through their documents, sometimes even their diaries and stuff. Like, it's
wow.
And you go through it for like a couple weeks, so you kind of just live with this person. Usually they're already unfortunately passed away, but like it's really weird. It's a weird experience, but I like it.
Very cool. Do you notice that I can never ask questions correctly? Has there been anything that you found or come across that like stands out to you right now as being really interesting or weird or funny?
Oof, there's so many collections I've touched.
touched.
I put one finger on it. No, rifled through, I guess, is a better word. The one I worked the most on was Samuel Charters. His wife, Ann Charters, is actually a literature or an English professor here.
Oh, wow.
She graduated. She's like in her 80s. She she retired. I want to say 5-6 years ago. Sam unfortunately passed away in, I think, 2015, but she still is around and she's in the stores area. So she comes in every now and again, and, like, she's still donating stuff for her own collection.
Cool.
But, the stuff I worked on specifically was they did research together into, they documented jazz and blues history that was largely undocumented.
Wow.
So they did that in the 60s and 70s, a little bit in the 50s too. And they did a bunch of other stuff. Like, they're crazy. The amount of stuff they were able to do in their lifetime is, like, shocking. Usually, wow. I see all these people, like, when I go through the archives, I just, like, see how much they've done with their life, and I always feel so, like, small and insignificant. But also, like, I just turned 21, like,
that's
my
true.
Whole life, but it is pretty cool.
That's very yeah. cool. Wow. Hmm. All right. So, we're almost out of time. We got a couple minutes, but in the spirit of you leaving UConn, I figured I'd ask you this question.
Oh, boy.
What? It's not, I'm building up to be, like, very important. It's not. It's just, what's your favorite building on campus?
So minimal. Actually, that's a good question. No one's ever asked me that before.
Thank you. Oh, wow. See, I'm so hard on myself. That's yeah. a good question.
This is why you're the news director.
Yes. Yeah, maybe.
Let me think. My favorite building on campus. I don't know. Probably, I really like East Campus.
Really?
Unpopular opinion.
Interesting.
Like the dorms. I had friends who lived there, and I was just, like, stayed over there a lot, so I have a soft spot in my heart for it.
I've never been into the... I've been to the dining hall.
Whitney.
But I've never been... Yeah, I've never been into the dorms.
They're really quiet and chill, and, like, old. People claim they're haunted. I've never had an experience like that, but it's sweet over there. But probably my favorite academic building would just have to be Oak, because I'm in there all the time.
Oak is nice.
Yeah.
Oak is pretty good.
Why? What's your favorite building?
Okay, mine is just as unpopular. I always really liked Arjona.
Oh, God.
And I know I can hear everybody booing me for that right
Boo.
Now. Yeah, I don't know why. I can't justify it because I know Arjona is a terrible shape. But I think it's because ever since freshman year, I've always had at least one class there and I've always sat in the same seat. So
the same seat?
Yeah, it's always been, yeah. So I've always, like, it's just always been a constant in my life, you know?
No, like, literally every semester.
Not this semester, which is ironic, but yeah, every semester I've had a class in Arjona, 143.
Did anyone ever sit in your unassigned assigned seat?
Sometimes people did, and that was always really annoying, but I've always managed to sit there a couple times, at least.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, so I have kind of, like, I'm very attached to it. But I really like Oak. I really like Beach Hall, too. Just because of how old it is.
I don't think I've ever stepped foot in Beach Hall.
It's nice. I had a discussion there, and the view out the window on the top floor is really pretty.
Oh, wait. That's next to Family Studies, right?
It's, like, a little down the street. It's next to Austin,
I believe. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. I have been in there once.
That one's nice. I'm trying to think of any other building. I feel like the bad thing about being a journalism major is that you're always in the same building. Because I kind of wish I could check out other ones.
Well, I mean, for stories, I've had to go to a bunch of different
places. That's true.
Places. But for classes, yeah.
For classes, you're just in the same
in
one.
Oak.
Just an Oak.
I mean, comma's got me, and history brings me around, but...
That's true.
I never, like, yeah.
Are you a history minor?
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
It's a fun time.
That's nice. I thought about doing that, and I just didn't.
Still got time. Actually, you only need, like, it's only 5 classes.
So, oh, wow.
Honestly, if you finished your majors, or your, yeah, poli-sci and mm-hmm. journalism, if you finished them, you could just take a semester and take 5 history courses.
But that'd be cool.
Yeah.
It's a lot of effort, though.
It is a lot of effort. And you have to take this one class that's kind of difficult.
Ooh, class, put him on blast.
No, I don't want to because he was nice to me and he gave me good grades.
Oh, we can't. We won't clown him.
He was nice to me.
Yeah. We'll let him be.
Yeah.
Well, that looks like all the time we have for today. Thank you so much, Sophia, for speaking with me. It's been a pleasure having you on this show.
Thanks.
Are you reading what I'm reading?
Yeah, I wanted to be like, thanks, I appreciate it. But I didn't want to, like, break the script.
No, that's okay. And thank you for listening in on this show. Thank you to The Daily Campus and UCTV for collaborating with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
And thank you to Ethan Smith, the creator of our theme music. I've been your host, Kara Murray. And you are listening to WHUS Stores 91.7 FM. Have a great day.